Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. It was predictable, was it not, that the outcome would be referring to finding cocaine on the premises of the White House, the most secure place in the world, so they say, that nothing would be determined, nothing would be explained, there would be a closure without any findings. That's what many felt would happen. They were right. Let me go back to an article by the New York Post, dated July 7. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre called the Post irresponsible Friday for asking point blank whether cocaine found in the West Wing last weekend belonged to any member of the First Family. The Biden family was not here, she said. They were at Camp David. They were not here Friday, they were not here Saturday or Sunday, they were not here Monday. They came back Tuesday. So to ask that question is actually incredibly irresponsible, and I'll just leave it there. The article goes on to say, in fact, the First Family, including first son Hunter Biden, an admitted past crack cocaine addict, did not leave the White House for Camp David until around 6:30 p.m. on Friday, June 30, almost exactly 48 hours before the dime-sized bag of illicit white powder was found by a Secret Service agent on a routine patrol. From day one, some people have already said that the culprit would not be found. Why not? Here's an article by the Austrian magazine Report 24, writing this on July 6. Just hours after Hunter Biden visited the White House, the Secret Service found cocaine there. Joe Biden's son is known for his drug use, thanks in particular to his laptop from hell. While it is likely that there would be fingerprints and DNA evidence on the package, it is highly unlikely that these would be publicly assigned to Hunter Biden. And this despite the fact that he has a long drug history and was also in the White House at the time. In addition, according to ex-US President Donald Trump, the surveillance recordings should show the culprits. Hunter Biden, who has not only admitted a past addiction to crack, but has repeatedly recorded himself smoking, snuffing, and otherwise ingesting the substance on dozens of occasions, was also on the White House grounds Friday, before he went to Camp David with his father for the second weekend in a row. And as expected, there will probably be no further investigations, the article wrote. Silence is the motto. Because the Biden administration has absolutely no need for another drug scandal involving Hunter Biden, and that even in the White House. So much the article. Now, today, it was announced, as predicted, by the Secret Service that they closed the investigation, whatever investigation it was to begin with, without identifying any suspect due to lack of evidence. Now, if that isn't enough to again reduce the confidence of the American people in the government, in their agencies, notice what happened also this week. You all heard about the appearance of President Biden at the NATO summit. Did you also hear about the statements he made? He mentioned that Ukraine invaded Russia after correcting himself and said, oh, I mean, of course, Russia invaded Ukraine. And then he talked about Vladimir Zelensky, in other words, using the first name of Putin for Zelensky. Now, our allies see that. They may pretend it's not a big deal, but they are extremely frustrated and embarrassed behind closed doors. Then you have the decision by Biden to supply Ukraine with highly controversial cluster bombs. The use of those weapons had been described by the Biden administration before as possible more crimes. And even though some allies expressed understanding for the American position, especially the hypocritical German government, they clearly refused supplying any of those weapons themselves to Ukraine. Over 100 countries have declared that they are absolutely opposed to supplying those weapons. But here's a problem. In saying that they are refusing to supply those weapons, they admit they have them. They have them too. No wonder that Jesus Christ is talking about the possibility that all life would be destroyed from the planet until and unless he was to come back to shorten those days. We are getting closer and closer to these events. Now, of course, the Turkish President Erdogan is now being looked upon as a hero because he finally let alone his objection to Sweden becoming member of NATO. But of course, he has his agenda. Now, President Biden congratulated him, talking about him and to him as a great friend of the American people, and so on it goes. Let me just read to you an article from the Bild Online magazine, the tabloid in Germany. This is an editorial by Franz Josef Wagner saying this: "The people in his prisons know better. He is a terrible ruler. Everyone shook hands with him. They shook hands with a prison guard. Suddenly people are taking friendly and talking friendly about him. Erdogan is a friend of Putin. Turkey still gets cheap gas from Russia. What kind of a two-faced man is Erdogan? Sweden should become a NATO member. Erdogan agreed. He gets his F-16 fighter jets from the United States. The Swedes pass new terror laws. What a great statesman. What a double face. In the Turkish prisons, journalists, lawyers, members of the opposition think every minute about the oppressor, Erdogan. Erdogan is not a good person." But what America is doing, they're supplying him with weapons which he may very well use later, most certainly against the State of Israel, maybe also against the United States of America. In other words, are we creating a Frankenstein monster again? Again. Then, of course, Mr. Biden's visit in England with King Charles was a subject of great consternation in England when he embraced him or put his hands on his shoulder, and when he walked in front of him, when he let him wait for a while. You know, of course, the Buckingham Palace was trying to belittle these problematic gestures because you don't touch the king and you don't behave like the way Biden did. But they are, of course, very well aware of the frictions, the bad relationship between England and America. But the British press was not all that friendly towards Mr. Biden and his conduct. He most certainly was briefed about how he should behave. The question is, why didn't he? Did he forget that he should behave that way? If that isn't enough, think of the testimony by FBI Director Chris Wray this week. Here's an article by the New York Post, dated July 12th, by Miranda Devine. Chris Wray's performance on Capitol Hill Wednesday shows that he is the champion of all stonewallers. There were plenty of reasons for him to offer a mea culpa for FBI abuses of power on his watch, but all we got was avoiding answering questions. Ongoing investigation. I'm not sure that is a correct characterization. I cannot comment on personal matters. We are working on an internal review. As I sit here right now, I don't have an answer. We will work collaboratively, consistent with our rules. I cannot speak to pending, and then, of course, fill in the blank, investigation. Of course, he was talking about, or referred to, or was asked about, the quote-unquote investigation against Hunter Biden, which has been going on for years. Why did it take so long? And then you have a phony deal, referring to Hunter Biden, which may or may not actually be approved by the judge. So, but Ray kept stonewalling. The article says when confronted about the FBI's collusion with social media companies to censor Americans, Ray feigned ignorance. And on the debacle goes. People have little or no confidence in the American institutions anymore, whether it's the Justice Department, the Secret Service, the FBI, CIA, IRS, INS, you just name it. A country divided cannot survive, Jesus Christ said. This country is divided as it has never been before in recent times. But more importantly, a country which violates on a consistent and constant basis the laws of God will not survive. The government upholds beliefs, actions, behavior, conduct, which God calls abominations. And the Bible tells us that because of these abominations, this country will be destroyed. Asking the question, where is America going? The answer is to a place which sometimes is referred to as hell in the Bible. But a better translation would be utter destruction or death. That's why America is going downhill on a constant basis, and nothing, and I repeat, nothing will change that. No matter who is in charge. Right now, of course, America is being led by an administration which has become a laughingstock around the world. But the end result, the outcome, is already predetermined by God. And God tells you what is going to happen. And you need to be aware of that. We have many booklets prepared. You can read them all on our website. You can ask for copies, which will explain to you much more in detail why God has prophesied and determined America's downfall is inevitable. And you can see it happening in front of your eyes right now. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.